I mean, do you remember the scandal with the FLDS Church, the fundamentalist Mormon splinter group? It's probably about 2 years ago where they made national news.
Warren Jeffs, that guy?
Yeah, right. Okay, so they have this creepy leader, Warren Jeffs, and he was marrying off underage girls to men who could have been their grandfathers at that ranch, the YFZ ranch, the Yearning for Zion ranch. Now, what did we do, right? We sent in the fucking SWAT team, right, and an army of psychologists and social workers to rescue those girls, right? And it didn't matter how many of them stood up in those awful Little House on the Prairie dresses and claimed that they loved their husbands and they thought it was God's plan to bear their children. The entire country bore witness to that sickening project and said, sorry, we don't care about your bullshit religion, right? You girls don't know what you're talking about. You're being abused. You're being denied an education. You're being brainwashed. You're being preyed upon by libidinous crackpots and con men and goons, right? And their husbands were perp walked out of that compound and prosecuted. And Warren Jeffs, who is their prophet of God, is in prison for rape, okay? Now, if you remember the coverage of that episode, there wasn't an ounce of political correctness, right? I mean, there were probably some civil libertarians who worried that the government had overreached a little bit, and I think there was a legitimate worry that there was a risk of another Waco or Ruby Ridge there. But what you didn't hear is any bullshit about it. It's their culture, or who are we to say what's right and wrong, or check your privilege, or I mean, there was none of that. Okay, but again, pay attention here. What were those FLDS Mormons guilty of? Okay, they were guilty of polygamy and child marriage, right? Now, the Muslim community worldwide has that in spades, right? And just think of what those crazy Mormons were not doing, right? They weren't flying planes into buildings or planning to. They weren't practicing suicide bombings on a daily basis in dozens of countries. They weren't performing clitorectomies on those girls. They weren't forcing them to live in bags. Okay, they weren't cutting the heads off of journalists and aid workers.
What
Okay, they weren't killing homosexuals and apostates. And they weren't hunting their critics to the ends of the earth with credible threats of death, right? And so it is true to say that if we had 20 million of those FLDS guys, they would not be nearly the problem that Islamists and jihadists are. And that's the depth of our moral and political confusion here. And so this, I mean, the one thing that infuriated me watching your interview with Glenn Greenwald is when he went on and on about my saying there are tens of millions of Muslims who are far scarier than Dick Cheney, right? Tens of millions, he said, like as though that just was revelatory of my depravity, right? So like Dick Cheney is this mass murderer, and I'm saying there are tens of millions who are Muslims or who are even worse than him, right? I mean, so here we have to talk about intention and its ethical significance, but it is conservative to say, and I, Majid Nawaz agrees with me on this, and as does the only research that's been done in this area, and all the opinion polls you've ever seen come out of the Muslim community. When we're talking about 20% of the Muslim world, we're talking about, 320 million people, right? If we're talking about 2%, we're talking about 32 million people. Yeah, 2%. Find me an opinion poll of the Muslim community anywhere. On the scary questions, do you think people should be killed for leaving the faith? Do you think Sharia law should be imposed everywhere? Find me an opinion poll that reliably produces less than 2% in favor of the most draconian, most medieval practices. You won't find it. 2% is 32 million people. So yes, there are tens of millions of people in the Muslim world who have a vision of life that is far scarier than Dick Cheney's. And the fact that Glenn Greenwald can demagogue this issue in the way that he did in your interview with him just proves that he's not even following what's happening in the world, right? He doesn't care to know what we're up against with political Islam, and it's a terrifying prospect because again, at a certain point, the only people who are going to have thick enough skins to talk about this are the demagogues on our side. I mean, the Christian fascists on our side. That's what, because someone like me will get out of the game, right? Because it's just too much of a fucking hassle. And there are so many people who have reputations that they want to protect who agree with me on this, but just they can't go near this, right? It's too poisonous. They don't want Glenn Greenwald tweeting about them. That's the problem.